بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the Ash'ar of Arif Billah, Hazrat Ma'ana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Saab, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. The title is Mere Moje Gham Be Sahara Nahi Hai. Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Sahara Nahi Hai, Siwa Tere Koi Hamara Nahi Hai. Samandar Ka Sahil سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن وجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے نہیں ختم ہوتی یہ موجے مسلسل نہیں ختم ہوتی یہ موجے مسلسل میرے کنارہ نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے کوئی کشتی غم کہے نا خدا بھی کوئی کشتی غم کہے نا خدا بھی میری موج غم بے سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے یہ اختر اسی کا ہے جو آپ کا ہے نہیں آپ کا جو ہمارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن سمندر کا ساحل پہاڑوں کا دامن بجز آہ کے کچھ سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے سوا تیرے کوئی سہارا نہیں ہے
سوا تیرے کوئی ہمارا نہیں ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. ما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Sheikh Dala Sheikh Aribillah Rumi Waqtablaiz Dora Mujaddid Zaman Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allahu Marqadahu. And this is a great bayan. Hazrat is teaching us the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the reality of Iman that is, has to penetrate our hearts, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَمَّا يَدْخُلِ الْإِيمَانُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. When Iman penetrates the heart, then you realize the reality which Hazrat is explaining here so beautifully, the reality of Kalima, La ilaha illallah. Then Hazrat has titled this beautiful poem, Mere Moje Gham Be Sahara Nahi. That in this part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are a lot of grief moments. In other words, a person is concerned and worried. How did I pass my life without connection with Allah Ta'ala? And now that I realize that I have to connect to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, now a person is concerned and worried that my ibadat is not even worthy of acceptance in the court of Allah. So all these griefs, which are like waves that are coming all the way, but as it explains, when you get connection with Allah, then you realize it's not that that a person comes into turmoil and a person goes into depression. He realizes that my this waves of this grief, of the love of Allah, is not without support. And this is the reality as Hazrat taught us. One is a person says, La ilaha illallah. And we just know the literal meaning, there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. That is a person who is still in his infant stage, nursery. But a person who swims through the ocean of the love of Allah, through the guidance of the Arifin, the lovers of Allah, those who have got this marifat of Allah, and they swim through the ocean of the love of Allah, and they will take you through. As beautifully, when Muhammad Ahmad Pratabgari, Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, and on behalf of all the Mashaykh, that tana nahi chal sakoge muhabbat ki raah mein. Hum chal rahe, tum hamare saath chalo. That alone you are not able to swim, and you are not able to walk through this path of the love of Allah. We are walking on that path. Our elders have guided us. So you just follow us and see how you will pass through. And as Hazrat explains, Mawlana Tanvi Rahmatullah Ali gives a beautiful example. If you see two people standing on the side of a river, and they both look like they are the same. That the one person is a person who is thinking, now I have to go across that river. What is the current, etc.? How am I going to cross, and how it looks so difficult? The other person is standing and looking at the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They outwardly look the same, but the one person is who went across and he came back already. And he knows the current and everything. So the mashayikh, they look the same. We are all standing next to one another in the surf and performing salah. But they have threaded through the path of the love of Allah. And their salah is in the depth of the love of Allah. And my salah is still thinking that how we going to cross this ocean of the love of Allah. So Hazrat says, when you start making the zikr of La ilaha illallah with the guidance of the mashayikh, and you start taking out everything from your heart besides Allah, then you will know, siwai tere koi sahara nahi, siwai tere koi hamara nahi. Then your La ilaha illallah will mean this, and you will tell Allah, you will be talking to Allah, that oh Allah, besides you, there is no support for me. Who is there for me besides you? As our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, if a person, you are a man, that you have got a heart, and your wife tells you, now who is there for me besides you? You will melt and you will tell her, don't worry, I'm your support. You don't have a father, you don't have brothers or anybody. I am there for you. When we tell Allah, who is there for us besides you, O Allah? Allah is always there for us. But when we accept this reality and deeply we acknowledge it, that siwa tere, koi hamara nahi. Besides you, O Allah, there is nobody. There is no support for us. There is nobody for me besides you. And if a person can lose his family and everything, but you'll never lose Allah Rabbul Izzat. Provided we build this connection with Allah, and that is why Allah Ta'ala has sent us here. Not just to pass through this life. Life is passing in any way whatsoever. But we have to build a strong connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then a person, whatever conditions come, there will be waves of conditions coming. The current might be flowing very heavy that you think, hey, it's difficult times. But you know, Allah is there for me. Who besides Allah, there is nobody for me. And then see how Allah ta'ala solves a person's problem. That now Hazrat gives a beautiful example. That now you are flowing in this ocean of the love of Allah. Samandar ka sahil, paharo ka daman. Bajuz ah ke kut sahara nahi. A person can be at the shore of the huge ocean. You see a huge ocean in front of you. And next to that ocean you see a huge mountain. And you alone, but you're looking at the qudrat of Allah. That Allah, this is one small creation of yours. As big as the ocean looks to me, it's very big. The mountain looks so big, but for you, O Allah, this is nothing. And if you think now I'm alone, nobody, I'm in distress, nobody is there to help me. But you say, ah, ki kut sahara nahi. O Allah, when I take out a deep sigh, that ah, O Allah, who is there for me? You protect me, that the storms are very, very heavy, and here at the lap of the mountain, no sign of any help or anything. But when you take that deep sigh from the bottom of your heart, then you'll see, oh Allah, besides you, there's no support for me. And how Allah Ta'ala, where you think there is nobody that can help you, Allah will send help that you can't imagine. وَمَنْ يَتَّقُوا اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Whoever inculcates this connection in the sphere of Allah, Allah opens roads for him from such avenues he can never imagine. So this is what Hazrat is teaching us, that don't be overtaken with the people and the flow of the people. And don't think that we need support from anybody else besides Allah. We need support with governments, or we need support with we need to have degrees, etc. All those things can never help you. Here you can be alone at the lap of the mountain, nobody there, in the wilderness, but Allah is there for you. نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل میرے بہرے غم کا کنارہ نہیں. Then Hazrat Allah Akbar paints a beautiful picture of the ma'rifat of Allah. That Hazrat now is putting that beautiful picture. Who has made the scene? At the one side the mountain, on the right next to it is the beautiful ocean. And when you're looking at that ocean, what you're seeing? Just waves coming one after the other. The waves are not stopping. Hazrat says, نئی ختم ہوتی ہے موجے مسلسل. These waves are just continuous, as if it doesn't get finished. So similarly in your life, mere behre gham ka kinara nahi. But oh Allah, this ocean of the love of yours, that is like a grief in my heart, that I must worry all the time. I must pass through my life in such a way that Allah is not displeased with me. Allah must be worried all the time. So this ocean of this grief of your love, oh Allah, forget having, it doesn't have a shore. That the more you get the ma'rifat of Allah, Allah is unlimited. The more you realize that you're still far from recognition. So this love of Allah Ta'ala, this is such an ocean that doesn't come to an end. The waves in the ocean, it would look like it's continuous. And like that, when a person, the more you get closer to Allah, the more the waves of the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala starts pouring by you. And when you just sit in the company of such a person, a sheikh, we have got this ma'rifat of Allah, you also get the splashes of this of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat explains further, koi kashti gham ka hai na khuda bhi meri mauj gham be sahara nahi. That Hazrat is explaining that in this huge ocean you might see a huge ship that is traveling and is full with all passengers, but now that ship is in the turmoil, but and it's got a pilot also. And that pilot is now himself is in turmoil. That there's storms in the ocean. How am I going to pilot the ship? And everybody is worried. So Hazrat says that there can be a ship in the ocean that the pilot also cannot control. But oh Allah, the ship of mine that you have sent me in this world that is like waves of all different attractions and all different conditions that are coming towards me. But this mere mauje gham be sahara nahi. But all these waves of this grief of mine, that Allah must be happy, is not without support. The moment you realize and you build your connection with Allah, then a person won't be worried. Today I've got this work, I've got that work. You get up in the morning, وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ. Oh Allah, I've had hand over all my matters to you. You know my matters better than you. And this will only get this connection. It's easy to speak. But with the friends of Allah Ta'ala,
and we sit with that open heart that Allah put pulls in our heart also, that kayfiyat ihsan, that connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person won't be grieved what is happening in the world. A person will know, wahu Allah, la ilaha illahu. It is only Allah. There is nobody for me besides Allah, Rabbul Izzat. All praises only belongs to Him. لَوْ الْحُكْمُ فِي الْأُولَى لَوْ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَ وَلَوْ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. All sovereignty belongs to Allah. It doesn't belong to any government or anything. It is only in the control of Allah Ta'ala. And we all in reality going to return to Allah. So see if our direction is correct. Don't get lost in this ocean and you start going in the wrong direction. That is why we have to keep company all the time with the friends of Allah. And here finally Hazrat teaches us this very important lesson here. Ye akhtar usi ka hai jo aapka hai. Nahi aapka hai jo hamara nahi. That how to choose. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us. Al maru ala deeni khalili. A person will be on the path. His way of life will be who he mixes with. The friends that he keeps connection with. Or who he listens to. Whose bayans he listens to. So Hazrat teaches us here so beautifully. That oh Allah, addressing himself and teaching me and all of us. That akhtar, oh Allah, is only he is who is yours. That only those that are yours, oh Allah. Those that are connected to you. And the sign is clear. That when you look at them, you think of Allah. You hear them, you hear about Allah. You think of, they teach you about Akhirat. And they teach us about the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Not get us involved in the politics and wars, the sports, etc. Not turn our direction away from Allah. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, usi ka hai jo aapka hai. I am only those who are yours. And nahi aapka jo hamara nahi. And whoever is ours, it can never be that they are not yours. In other words, mix only with the true, real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then you'll be able to pass through this ocean of the love of Allah. And then life will be enjoyable. And you'll be looking forward to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat.